I'll try to talk fast so Jason don't pull the plug on me real quick. Isn't God awesome? Isn't God awesome? I feel like I've been in church all day today. Okay? We had a great sermon this morning. Yeah, he kicked us in the shins, but he kicked us where we needed. Hit us right in the hearts. Where we needed. And then we go to what in the world today is a hard time, a heartache. We watched a sister go to be with the Lord to reach the ultimate goal that we are all seeking. We could praise the Lord for that. We could rejoice for that today. I say hallelujah for that. Yeah. And my sermon topic is going to be seeking the heart of Jesus. And I thought this morning that'll go kind of along with what Dave's sermon was about, maybe from a little different angle. But it's going to be out of John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. And while you're going there, I'm going to pray. Lord, again, we are humbled to bow here before you this evening, Lord. We come together, Lord, in your name to seek you, to serve you, to worship you as best we can, Lord. We ask now, Lord, you guide us through your word here this evening, Lord. May your Holy Spirit move upon our hearts, Lord, and prepare us to receive what you have for us, Lord. I ask for you to guide these lips here, Lord, and get this man out of the way, Lord. I ask again, you forgive me where I fail you, and these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. I've just been about the bust all day. I can't help it. The awesomeness of God. He never ceases to amaze me. Okay? And I was thinking about that today. And I'm thinking, when he ceases to amaze me, I'll be standing in his presence. Yeah. Okay. John chapter 8. I'm going to read verses 1 through 11. And Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin, let him first cast a stone at her. Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So I was thinking about seeking the heart of Jesus. What got me started in this direction was seeking to be like somebody. I think, and as I, in my lifetime, at other churches, and even here today, you look at folks, and you think, man, I wish I had the heart that she has. I wish I had the heart that he has. I wish I could be like him. I wish I could be like them. So, I remember growing up thinking, you know, I was a pretty good boy. Mom, thought she raised a pretty good boy, but I did. And in this world, you know, when everything's topsy-turvy, I think, boy, if everybody was like me, this would be a better place. Whew! Did the Lord show me different? So, as I was thinking today, I was thinking I wasn't going to call anybody out, but I'm going to. I would say, Dave, I want to be like you. And what would you say?
Lord, help you.
Yeah. That's my point right there. Even the best person that you would want to be like would be okay, you'd think, but then you see the depth, what's in their heart, the potential that is in it. So I'm going to talk just a few minutes about some of the great people in the scriptures who we would think we would want to be like. David. I think of the psalms that he wrote, how powerful, how inspiring, how comforting they are. And yet, he had the potential to do what he did with Bathsheba. we study a lot about Paul as we're studying the New Testament, all the epistles. We think, look what Paul done. He gave up everything to serve Jesus. He done all there was to do. He went to prison. He got whooped. But yet the potential was there for him to stand and hold the coats of the guys that killed Stephen. And there again, I was leading up to the folks in our personal lives, you know, and I don't know. I try not to compare people to folks in the Bible. I think, Paul, man, I always thought of Peter. I always tried to connect with Peter, thinking, you know, he was a godly man, and he stood right there. He put that sword out and cut that guy's ear off, you know. I think, that's me. I want to be that way for Jesus. And then in the next little bit, he's denying Christ. I didn't want to be like that. No, I don't want to be like that. And I'm building up to the point here is having a heart like Jesus. Having a heart like Jesus. That's what we need to seek. Okay? And Dave's sermon this morning talked about us as the church maybe being a little lax, maybe being sidetracked in your situation. We need, each one of us, I'm not going to stand here and say, you all need to do this. I'm going to stand right here and say, Jamie needs to seek the heart of Jesus. We'll talk just a little bit about the heart of Jesus. Now, I read that scripture right there, but that's where I'm going to finish up. I want to talk a little bit about Jesus in Matthew 18. It's Matthew 18, 21 and 22. Says, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how oft shall thy brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? I think in the Mosaic law, he was required to forgive him seven times. But here's what Jesus says. Here is the heart of Jesus. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Think about that. Now, you can take the person that you would really want to be like, even in this room. I bet if you could see in their heart, we might have a hard time forgiving somebody. Right here, guilty. Right here, guilty as can be. Seek the heart of Jesus. Okay, let's go to the cross. Luke 23, 39 through 43. Luke 23, 39 through 43. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, forget it, you worthless piece of meat. You deserve what you're getting. No, Jesus didn't say that. Jamie probably would have. But Jesus says, verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And he's talking to us folks right there. We're all guilty. We all need to be hanging right there. And he forgave us. That's the heart of Jesus. He loves us. He seeks us. He wants us. That's where we need to seek his heart in here. I know it's been a long day for a lot of folks. So I'll hit on one more thing and we'll see where the Lord goes from there. I wrote down here on just thinking of myself. Okay? In my natural heart, my human heart, usually is everything right here. I think my arrogance versus Jesus' humility. Jesus would wash my feet. Think of that. Jesus would wash my feet. Seek a heart like that. My selfishness. To think about, we talked about all the things in the world we got. And then we, you know, just let a little bit go. Jesus gave it all. Jesus gave everything. That's the heart we need to see. Knowledge. Here's one. Knowledge. Yeah, I know a lot about the Bible. I know a lot of this. I know a lot of that. But it's Jesus' wisdom when to use it. That's what we need to seek. Agree with me or not, we judge a lot of people with the knowledge that we have from there. But we don't use wisdom when we do it, do we?
Right.
Jesus done it with wisdom. Jesus done it with love in his heart for every one of those. And we're going to go back to the woman. Yeah, the more I thought about the woman, here's all these people bringing her in there, throwing her down right here in front of you all. That woman was caught in adultery. Now, the law says we need to stone her. And Jesus, with the heart that he had, is what he did. And you know what I think there? He put the ball in your court when he said, let him without sin first cast the stone. Now, he was showing compassion, and he just showed that to me. He was showing the compassion to this woman. Okay? He knew she was guilty. They knew she was guilty. They knew what the law was. But the heart of Jesus, what did he do? He put the ball in your all's court. Now, let the first one without sin cast that stone. And he went back to right here. He wasn't grilling you. He wasn't saying, Dave, you had a speeding ticket. Ron, you threw a rock at your neighbor. I'm just making stuff up. I have no idea. But he wasn't pointing out, you got flip-flops on in church. Yeah. You see what I mean? You see the point right there? Okay, he wasn't pointing. He was showing compassion to this group too.
He was.
I never saw that way. But he was letting them search their hearts.
Right.
And that was the heart of Jesus. And then you know what? He forgave that woman because she wanted forgiveness. Okay. That's the point of the message tonight. If we don't get nothing else, it's we need to quit seeking the heart of anybody other than Jesus Christ. I was thinking about when he was down there scrubbing in the dirt. That was God in the flesh. That was God in the flesh rubbing his finger in that dirt that he created. What a heart. What a heart. That's the heart we need to seek. You got a song? He's going to pull the plug. I can see it now. There is no life. There is no life in our hearts without Jesus. If you don't have Jesus in your life, you're dead. I mean, that's scripture. I'm not telling you that. Jamie's not telling you that. The scripture says that. Without Jesus, there is no life.